or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. And I welcome you to join me as this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do ask that you ask one question, and it's the biggest one that's on the top of your mind. Also, before we go to the phone line, this is what I do. The first couple of minutes, I take it's a tip of the week, and so our tip of the week is about spring cleaning, and then we open up the phone lines after our first break, and then I'm all yours. Phone lines open for the last 45 minutes. And so as far as the spring cleaning, we know that spring is here, spring is in the air. And in all different cultures they have where they take every single season, they even change their diets. And so and they really get into cleaning their house and cleaning it. This is all about cleaning physically, mentally, emotionally. And it really gets us back into rhythm. When we look at nature, nature changes with the seasons. And so, and especially when I live in the West East Coast, and so I absolutely see the changes. I experience four season changes. And so it doesn't matter where you live in the world. There's a collective and individual change when the seasons change. And so this is a really good time for us to sit down, reflect, and really get clean out, literally clean out closets, clean out drawers, get rid of stuff, feng shui, get rid of old stuff. If you haven't worn something or used something within a year and a half, give it to Goodwill, give it to big brothers or sisters, give it to somebody that could have some use of it, because feng shui rules, if you haven't really used it in a year and a half or wore it in a year and a half, then you're not going to... The likelihood of using it or wearing it is minimal. So it's getting it out. It's also what you're saying to the universe is that you're not hoarding. You're not have the belief system of lack and scarcity, that you believe in abundancy. So you freely give it away, and that frees you up to always have this balance of returning. Not have that be the reason why you give it away, for what you could get as far as physical stuff. It's all about balance is what it is. Spring cleaning, it's fall cleaning, everything is about balance, because we are energetic beings. We are living an energy world, and everything is about balance. And when we get off balance, that's when we start getting into our fear. That's when our energy starts closing off. That's when we start getting dis-ease, because when we're in flow, when we're in balance, there's an ease with us. When we're out of balance, then we get out of ease. So the first thing you want to do is look at all of your physical surroundings. And the great thing to do is to smudge. There's a herb you could get anywhere on the internet. It's called sage. If you were ever to go to a powwow, and a lot of indigenous tribes, they use this. It's called smudge, and they smudge sage where they smudge the house. And smudging is a technique where you light the sage and you go from room to room, and it actually could be very kind of it's a heavier kind of smoke. It really kind of smells like marijuana, and it's used in the indigenous tribes and the Native American tribes to clear out any heavy negative energy. And just think of everybody as energy, so everyone leaves their energy imprints. You could walk into an old house, like a 1700 house, and you could feel the energy in the wall, because we leave our energetic imprints wherever we go. And so when we clear out our room, smudging is a great way to get really in there and do a deep, think of it as a deep cleaning in your area. And so smudge is a great way to do some spring cleaning from your physical area. And you could also smudge yourself. Don't forget about taking that smudge stick and doing around your energy. A lot of times, because of the work that I do, if I had a session where there was a lot of people in, I take that stick out and I just clear it out, because there's a lot of like heavy emotions or grief can kind of like hang in the air. And sage works wonderfully. I take it out and I burn it, and it just goes out with the wind. Open the windows and the energies go out. Also, kosher salts is a great way to cleanse too. So you take after you smudge, you have kosher salts, and the salts draw out, again, impurities, any kind of negativity, any kind of heaviness. And this is all about bringing in the light, bringing in new air, new prana, new life source. So kosher salts around your surroundings, around your homes, your dwellings, if you live in an apartment, even around your physical apartment, and then around your building. And again, as you're sprinkling it out, you give the intention that you're clearing, you're having the salts take in the heaviness, any kind of grief, any kind of heavy, any kind of energy into your sweep and then sweep up the salt, and then you could clear them, put them in water, put them back into the earth, and that's, again, it's a part of a routine, part of a process that that helps you. Also, you could take those kosher salts or Epsom salts and bathe in them. And again, if you notice, I'm doing the outside, which is your dwellings, which you live in, and then going back to the inside, because a spring cleaning is not only about our dwellings, it's about how we are treating ourselves physically, our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional beings. And so Epsom salts, and change it into having where you have a bath where you have lavender is really great in the evening for relaxing, to open up, and for sleep. Lemon, if you bathe during the morning and you want to get vibrated, it has actually antibiotic remedies in there, so results. And so you could take that lemon or vinegar kind of scent and take that in your bath, and that's going to clear out stuff too. Also, clove is a real good thing as far as putting clove in tea. It really has some cleansing properties, and so this is the time for us to take in and ingest, and even have clove essential oil and put it in a spray bottle and mix several essential oils and have that, spray it around, and have that be your your spring cleaning thing. And you go into all the area, you get the rugs, you get the furniture, and this is where you have the different oils in it. And again, it's to draw out any kind of heavy negative energies. And it doesn't even have to be negative. It's just as other energetic imprints, and you're clearing them out, and your intention is to fill it all with light. So when you clear a room, you smudge it, you clear it out, and then just stand there. Put your hands out and just intend that light fills up that room, and then seal it. So you intend and visualize a ball of light around the room, extending around the whole place, your whole home, your whole dwelling, and then expand it out to your whole yard. And just every time you go out of the room, then you go to the yard, around the house, and around the yard, you just feel it. So it's like a triple egg of protection and light, and it also brings in light. We are constantly magnetically drawing in energies, and so we want to pull in that lighter energy, create a protective egg around us where that light comes in, and those negative energies kind of spin away. So the cleansing is really important, and every season is actually very important too, because our bodies change. What we turn during the spring, we tend to want to eat easier, lighter foods. Our diets tend to change, not the heavy meats and the heavy dairies. We tend to start to get lighter, and so pay attention to switching your diet over. Also, I'm finding more and more people are severely dehydrated, so making sure that you get your 3 liters minimum, 3 liters of water minimum daily, and that's for dehydration. This does not count as far as the water is separate from any kind of water, a beer or soda. That's separate from the 3 liters of water. So you want to get a liter bottle and just keep on filling it up. Make sure you drink 3 of them, and you will notice a huge shift, because a lot of times, again, our bodies are dehydrated, and so you're learning to rehydrate your body, and then you'll really start feeling yourself. A lot of times they're showing me that I was just read an article that a lot of mild depression and fear is all in dehydration, or a lot of dis-ease. Again, we go to dis-ease when we're out of the flow of things, and water is a huge way to flush, a huge way to rejuvenate. So really, water is a wonderful thing on the inside as far as drinking it, ingesting it, and also on the outside as far as bathing in it, using essential oils and the Epsom salts to cleanse your body as you are every day. You just do a little prep work what you do before you go out to the world. And then your whole energy field is shiny, and like attracts like. Just think of that. And it performs a protective bubble. And this is not a fear bubble. This is a protective bubble. It's part of what we do as far as energetic beings. Just like we put seatbelts on, just like we brush our teeth, we take a shower, we're addressing the energy field. And you will absolutely notice a huge difference. It'll put the spring back in your step. And so, don't forget your cars and your vehicles that you drive in, and those places of transportation. Clean those out too. You could smudge, you could add quartz crystals are great drawers of energy. So you could put some quartz crystals in around your vehicles and in your house. And again, all of this is about taking out the impurities, taking out any kind of heavy energy. It's just like, imagine a room that gets all dusty, and then we just got out of the winter season. So we're opening up the windows and letting the new air in, and this is what we're doing collectively. This is what we're doing individually, and as we are physically opening the windows and clearing out the energies, we make room for the newness, the lightness, the flowers, the beginning of new beginnings, of hope, of this is time of harvest. And so it really gets us back into balance with ourselves, and feel off balance myself. All I do is look outside and look at nature, and nature is in flow with itself. It doesn't resist. It always is constantly renewing. It changes seasons. Leaves come and leaves go on the ground. It doesn't resist the changing process, and it works with nature instead of against it. So pay attention to, again, the nature around you, and that you, whenever, if you feel off balance, get yourself outside of nature. That's a great way to do a spring cleaning too, is really make a reconnection with the earth, reconnection with your commitment to help Mother Earth, Gaia, because we are in partnership here with Gaia, with Mother Earth, and so that's going to ground you, and it's a win-win situation. It helps the spiritual being Earth that we are dwelling on right now, that we're borrowing, housing our home dwelling, and we're also getting back the return of all that Mother Earth has to give us: oxygen, air, food, water. And so that exchange, again, keeps us in balance and allows us to feel more grounded, more centered, and get that spring back into your life. So that's the tip of the day. And so we'll be going to our first break of the day, and then we'll be coming back, and we're going to be opening up the phone lines. And so you're listening to the Kara Connor Show. We'll be back after this break.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com, or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor. And we open the phone lines, and I want to give that number out. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and the lines are now open. I also wanted to talk about upcoming events that we're having. We are having a lot of stuff happening. We just did a mediumship class that was a new mediumship, and updated. So if you've done the mediumship class before, I updated the first whole hour of it and really integrated the energy component in it, which is really important if we're opening up our intuition and mediumship skills. So that is still available. You can listen to it for the next 30 days, and we will have it on disc and MP3 format within the next couple of weeks at most. So that is the new mediumship class, and again, it's still available that you can listen to it or have it by MP3, and that's exciting. We also have the Mastery series still available, and the first series was very successful, and so you can still get that. And remember, the attunements, the Master series, if you want to know, it was a 4-week class, and every single week I went by, it was a 1-hour class, took you step by step, foundation by foundation. So we built templates within your energy field, and so that is available by MP3 and CD format, and you can still listen to it. And it doesn't matter if it's later, because it still works anyway. We're really starting to get out of understanding what it is to step outside of time. It's just like you can listen to music over and over again, and let's say you went to the concert and then you bought the ticket, you bought the tape, and whenever you listen to it, you go back to that place. And so just think of that. You can listen to tapes, you can listen to attunement, and your body gets in tune, it gets into rhythm. So it doesn't matter if you were not physically there, you still get the results of it, and your body reacts to the same, like you were, energetically brings you right back to that place of peace and of balance. We also have a series coming up the third week of May, and it's called the Mastery Series number 2. And this is going to be, again, different. It's going to be 4-week, 1 hour every Thursday night. And if you're not available to attend that night, what's great about it is that you could call up and listen, again, over and over to it. And for up to 30 days, and again, we're going to have the MP3 format. So we're excited about bringing these classes to you, and all information that is coming in. This is new information. This is channeled information. This is information that I'm getting from my guides and my angels and the masters above. And so, and the biggest urge is the common message or theme is really helping people understand the importance of understanding that we are energetic beings. And that is the key to everything, because the more we understand that, the more we start understanding the flow of energy, the flow of what we give out, and with the flow we give back and put in, and then also the flow of imbalance of giving and receiving. So it absolutely changes our life. We're going through accelerated times right now, and with what we're all just to do is pick up the paper, and there's finances, and there's the swine flu now. And so just think of this is where we are going through these times that have been predicted in the Mayan calendar forever. And so this is where it's time for us to take accountability, responsibility, and really become the directors of our life. And we can do this, and this is what we all came down here for. So we all know this consciously or deep down our subconscious. And so you really want to tap into saying, I'm not a victim here. We're getting out of that victim consciousness. And with that becomes freedom. With that becomes empowerment. And so we have a lot of tips and tools for you here at Carrie O'Connor LLC. And so take a look at the website. It's www.carrieoconnor.llc. Or any kind of questions you have, you can email us at union1111@yahoo.com. And I offer private sessions from anywhere from 15 minutes up to 2 hours, actually. Tuesday through Saturday. So I do private sessions that anywhere up to 15 minutes up to, again, 2 hours. Totally up to you, and this is where it doesn't matter where you are in the world. I have clients all over the world, and so you see when I do short readings as far as my style, and so when you could imagine what a longer reading would be, I give a lot of information out, and I tape it all and make notes for you too, so you can further. It's like a session that keeps on going, and you have support. You have exercises that continue to support the reading. So that's what we're about here. It's about empowerment, and it's about self-empowerment, and it's about being able to start directing your energy the way you want to direct it. Are you living a happy life? Are you in fear? Are you having lack and scarcity of money, of relationships, of abundance, of happiness? And if you are, the answers are truly within. They're within your energy grids, within your energy field, and I have the ability to read your energy field. And so I'm not saying I'm special. I'm saying this is what my job is. And so I could read where there's blocks in your energy field, subconscious patterns or residual energies that can be holding you back, that are having you not be able to sell that house or get that job or that relationship. And so as soon as we're able to identify with something, as soon as we're able to recognize something. What we're doing is literally bringing that up to the light, and then we lance it. It's like a, think of it as an energetic fist. And so when we bring it to our light is our attention and our awareness, and then the lancing part is by putting our energy and intention to be able to get to the root of the matters. And whenever you get to the theme of something, then you recognize you start putting energy down there, and it's just like a compound W that goes right down to the root. So we're able to get to the root of the matter, and then the energy starts shifting, and it cannot not change your life. That's the way energy goes. That's the way our patterns go. This is how we get blocked too, when we keep on consciously or subconsciously feeding thought patterns that do not serve us. That's how we could create energy blocks too. So when you're doing clearing, you're doing the opposite. You're clearing and getting rid of and opening up the flow, the life source, the prana, because, again, we all are energy patterns are interconnected, totally connected, interconnected, and we are so, our science is showing how much we are so interconnected. They call it the unified field. So if we pick up on each other, we are all in here together. We are all a unified field, and the more and more we understand this, the more we could have compassion for wanting to have more of unity within our own life, and also within our community, within our world, everywhere around us. Because this is, no man is an island to himself. We are all, again, intimately connected. So the more we clear things out within ourselves, the more it will reflect that in our outer world. So there's a lot of things, again, happening, going on, and so you could always check it out. We also have free newsletters. And again, you can sign up for that at KerryOConnor.com, KerryOConnor.com, and you get a free weekly newsletter. I do not give out cell email addresses, so you don't have to worry about getting bombarded with any extra things. And we'll give you again, it's like a tip of the week, and it's different. I do a lot of different radio shows, so I kind of do a variety as a spice of life. And so it also gives you to show you where I am at, because I do a lot of different stations. Tomorrow night we are doing another show in Seattle, Contact Talk Radio, and then we have Sedona on Thursday night. And so we have a lot of stuff going on. I'm doing a vibrational fix with Nicole from News for the Soul on this Tuesday for the next 5 weeks. And so a lot of stuff happening. So again, any kind of information, yeah, KerryOConnor.com. KerryOConnor.com lets you know what's happening. So also we want to recommend that as the spring is coming up, it's like making sure you get your vitamin D, and also lecithin, lecithin. I was just reading this article about how 30% of our brain is made of this, and we also lack that. So when you start drinking your 3 liters of water a day, start adding and taking in that lecithin and have that go on 3 tablespoons, spread that throughout the day. A lot of times we have a deficit in that that nutrient in particular, and that really helps us with our nervous system. And again, 30% of our brain is made out of this sort of material, so we really want to replenish that. And I've heard of many, many stories with people, again, with a like nervous disorder, or all of a sudden they're kind of getting anxiety or underwriting fear, or they're tapping into more of the fear that's out there. And so these are support tools. These are tips and tools that help support you, that help guide you, that help help you remember to stay in your core, to help you pull out and unplug at what I call a stop, drop, and roll when we're feeling that fear and that runaway card of the fear, and enabling you to be self-empowered, feel like you're directing your own ship, and be able to embrace that the energy and feel that life force and prana running through you. And as you feel it just fills every single part of your cells, all your cells, with that light, and that light radiates from the inside out, and it absolutely profoundly changes your life. It cannot not. This, again, is basic physics. This is basic energy physics. And so the more we're understanding that science is proving spirituality, the more we're finding people waking up and understanding that they can have a choice in their life, and that they do, thoughts do matter. And so we are at this, again, grand awakening of how powerful we are as far as our thoughts, words, and deeds. How are we directing our energy? And all we have to do is look and review at our life, and not in a beating up way. This is looking as an observer. Do you have the flow? Do you have enough money? Are you happy with your job? Or are you doing what I call the time to make the donuts job? Are you happy in relationships? Are you just staying in relationships because you're afraid of being alone? start looking at that. That's another spring cleaning, reviewing your relationships, your ones at work, your ones within your family dynamics, within your friends, family, work, personal relationships. And again, we all need a spring cleaning with that, meaning look at each other. A lot of times when we're in partnership, we kind of go off and do our own thing, and we start getting lost and not connecting with each other. So make it a time to connect with your family, connect with your friends, with your loved ones. Let them know how much you care. So see if anything is underlying that hasn't been brought up in a while that could be kind of bugging the other person. It's all about connection because we're so interconnected, because we're so interrelated, that the more we're able to open up the pathways and the tubes to that, the more flow, again, you're going to have in your life. Okay, we're going to take another break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back going to the phone lines, and we will be back after this short break.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now. It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And we're going to give out this phone line number. It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And as I'm giving out numbers, I might as well give out the Carrie O'Connor's number. And that is 1-860-887-1201. Again, 1-860-887-1201. Any question, any concerns, anything, all information, all available to you. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines? Or Benny's getting ready to go to the phone lines. my number, again, is 860-887-1201. Tuesday through... No, actually, Carol's usually here on Monday, my assistant Carol, wonderful Carol. And she's there to answer your phone calls if you want to know about any kind of reading style, if you want to ask about time-wise, because I am on the East Coast. I do all different times, and I do work Tuesdays through Saturdays, and Mondays are my radio days, or one of my radio days.
Yeah, Yeah, that's right. And this is a good opportunity for callers to get in and get a free mini reading from Carrie today. Again, the lines are 1-800-930-2819. Sorry, Carrie, didn't mean to jump on you. Oh, okay. I know. Just making sure.
I was waiting for you.
Okay. Well, I'm still here, too. And, a reminder, too, also, last week, Carrie did have some other, family matters to attend to, so we had an encore show. Today is a live show here on, the Carrie O'Connor Show, so 1-800-930-2819. I've prepped our next caller. Her name is Trisha. She's calling in from Seattle. She spoke back with you in January, Carrie, about a close friend. They had some issues to be resolved, and it seems that was supposed to be resolved by Easter, and it still hasn't gone that way. So let's see what's the holdup still. So, Trisha, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Trisha?
Well, we spoke in January. We discussed the disagreement that I was having, and you felt that it would probably be resolved by Easter and haven't made much progress. I guess I was looking for an update.
Okay. What's the individual's first name again?
Carol.
Okay. All right. Actually, have you not talked to her at all?
Correct.
Okay. Because when I'm looking in Carol's right side of her energy field, one thing, and this is a really good question, this is a really good call, because when we're working with another person's individual energy, first of all, we have our own individual energy field. So we're constantly clearing it, we're connecting with it, and the best thing, Trisha, you could do is energetically be talking to Carol and also knowing that there's no not talking to her, even though you might not be physically talking to her. We are energetically talking to people all the time. That's why people, when there's like a reconnection with people and they said, God, we're always on my mind, you're always on my mind daily, I thought about you day and night, blah, blah, blah. It's because they were receiving our energy messages that were given to people. And when the hardest things, to do, especially when there seems to be like a falling out. When I'm looking at Carol's energy, I'm looking at the right side of her foot kind of dragging. It almost looks like a symbolic stroke. And so that, and it feels like a sluggish energy all on her right side. And so the right side is the present day side. It's what's going on right now side. It's what's happened side. And it also has connections to father's lineage, strong women that lead with their male energy. And that does not mean gay women, but necessarily it can. But it's just all about what's the happenings right now. And again, how the energy we put out to the world. So when I see a foot like kind of sluggish like that, that means to me, as far as if she were in my friend corner and I wanted to make a connection to her, I would absolutely be sending her green light, healing light, because of the way her foot is. Our feet represent ability to step in forward, to step right up forward. And so if somebody's having, and their energy's kind of split in half, it's hard for them to kind of get a grip in their life. And so think of, when some people could go kind of like through what's called the dark night of soul, or they could be going through a really lot of stuff, and or organizing within themselves. So the biggest thing, Trisha, is for you, first of all, Easter wasn't that long ago. So remember, it's like you don't want to contract your energy back and say, oh, God, it's and get into the awfuls and say, well, things aren't moved ahead and it should be by now, blah, blah, blah. Understand, trust, and allow the process that knows, and go to knowingness, Trisha, that you know that you're communicating with this individual. You're talking soul to soul. That means light to light, higher self to higher self. And we also want to understand when we're doing that, that we're also, there's a part where we have to let go of the outcome in some aspects. So for somebody, when we're making that connection to them and we're extending that peace pipe, there is the free will component. So with the free will component means that person can say, no, thank you, or I'm going slower than I want to. Like another thing came up, I'm looking at her at the end of middle of March, the third week of March, something seems to come up out of the corner, out of the right side, out of the blue, and kind of hit like a kick in her stomach, symbolically, right in the third chakra. So that sense of self-esteem, see the subconscious, and I'm hearing a blast from the past. So there's something that kind of, again, was shaking up her energy field. So again, the kindest, nicest thing you could do from the like soul to soul is sending her energy, connecting to her energetically, and also have your arms wide open, meaning that you're going from the heart, so you're letting go of the outcome. And so it's like the saying of the butterfly, you set it free, and if they're to come back into their energy, then there's an energy vibration, not that it's meant to be. I see it more as vibration-wise because, Trish, when it comes into it, if Carol keeps on holding that energetic posture of her right side of her energy being flat, that it looks like she's, again, like a, has a symbolic kind of like stroke and her foot is just kind of hanging there and that there's a kick in her stomach, it's not like that you want to discard her. Again, it's like you're saying angel to angel, like higher self to higher self. You're giving her energy. You're extending her, like what I call the extension, the hand up to the fifth elevator, as we're all being urged by our soul is calling us to the fifth elevator. So that's where there's grace, there's ease, that's where there's love, and that's where we're getting out of this third elevator, which separates us, that has us in drama, that has us in trauma, that has us in separation, because in that third elevator is getting tougher to live in, and but a lot of people are still staying in that because they're terrified to going up to the other one because they'd rather stay with what's comfortable than going up and seeking and having to trust and allow them to expand and go into other, which can seem like waters that they're not familiar with. And so, what that comes down to, if she chooses to stay in this kind of crippled position, then the highest form that sometimes it's like, is it, you'd want to, like, you don't want to turn down your light for any kind of relationship. That means that a lot of times we modulate our energy, and so we turn down our light because we mirror the other person's light, and this is a time for us to expand our light, and then we start attracting like-minded people, meaning light people that are matching our vibration. So think of, you give your like prayers, your higher energy to Carol. Visualize herself as her feet, standing 2 feet apart, that she's in what I call the victorious posture, which means her hands are wide open, like making a V, her neck is back, and so that's the highest, again, form of love that you could do to any kind of person. It's like a cellular high five. And then the part of our thing is to, like, when we do that, is to put our hand back, meaning let going of outcome. And, of course, we can have a hope and desire, but also the truest form of love is of unconditional love is loving unconditionally, including if the person's choosing to drag their foot, you know. So being able to step back, expand your heart energy, and really get into yourself as far as the energy of Trisha love doing spring cleaning, love and Trisha. Trisha going back to as far as really feng shui, clearing out your physical, mental, spiritual, emotional homes, understanding again that this offers a lightness to her because when people are connected the way Carol's connected to you, they feel it and we don't have to have conversations. And this is where I was saying from the beginning of 209 in particular, by the time January comes, it's really going to be very obvious where people are having more of their energy. Is it more of their collective energy is down at third elevator, which is about drama, trauma, separation, and just really feeling like they're in an egg and they can't get out of it? Or are they piercing through that egg and making it way toward that fifth elevator, which is all about grace, ease, love, happiness, unconditional love, light, feeling lighter, feeling totally let go and unattached and just really feeling on top of the world? This is where this whole year of 209 is about a rebirthing process the first 9 months. And so think of right now, the biggest thing, Trisha, that you could do is A, for yourself, by working on that for yourself. B, understanding when you're working that within yourself, we are attuning those that are in our same soul group, and Carol's within that same soul group. So you're working on her energy field, you're attuning it, and again, that goes from higher self to higher self, and also with the free will, then she's got to decide what button she's going to push. It's just like you could bring the horse to water, you can't make him drink. It's just like when I work with a lot of husband and wives where their husband gets to a certain point and they're saying, no, I'm not going any further, and then the wife or the female, the whoever, has to decide, am I going to continue to just keep on trying to drag them or into this relationship, into what to drag them out of their patterns, or am I going to say, I have to go up to this elevator and see if they don't join, then just take the step as far as what happens afterwards. But our job is to not turn down our light and to expand our light, and also go to trust and knowingness, Trisha, that there's a part of you that you guys are connected and always connected. So think again, A, Easter's not that long. B, if you are clearing out your energy field, tapping into your energy, do the spring cleaning, talk to her again energetically, step back and let go of the outcome of that, and wish her well. And again, when I see another individual, I don't care who they are, take a punch in their leg and having their leg like that, I always send forms of prayer or pink light to them or green light, because it's just being kind to humanity, and we're all part of that humanity circle. So because to see her coming out of it, like getting her footing when it comes in from March to second to the third week of May is when she looks more stable in her energy field. It's like her right side doesn't look so shaky. Her right foot flips up, and then I see her eyes kind of looking up forward and being able to, like, hold the energy of being able to step forward and look forward. And I don't only see, Tricia, that it's not only you that she's not communicating with. I see her being like a hermit with a lot of people. Okay?
Okay. All right. Just quick question. When you send the light, in the, is it all visualization?
Excuse me?
When you say send energy or the green light, is it visualization?
Yeah, you could just do a visualization. You could, like, sometimes I literally take my hand and I'll, like, throw it. It's like a ball of light, and I'll act like the top of their head is a, has a receptacle or a lotus flower, and that lotus flower means I'm sending it my higher self to their higher self. I'm sending it, and so think of their higher self knows what to do with that energy. And so, yeah, visualize it. Yes, absolutely. And you're coming
from
your heart. What's that, huh?
Okay, no, I said thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day. Okay, we're going to go to the, take another break, and then we're going to go back to the phone line. You're listening to live Carrie O'Connor Show, coming to you from the East Coast, but heard all over the world. We'll be back right after this short break.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
The Hotel Max introduces Seattle to an experience of art and luxury combined. It's the most artistic downtown Seattle hotel and is the perfect setting for business or pleasure. Hotel Max provides the platform for viewing emerging and established Seattle artists and photographers with more than 350 original paintings and photographs found throughout the hotel. At Hotel Max, you definitely know you're in Seattle. Visit HotelMaxSeattle.com. That's HotelMaxSeattle.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The yogurt diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we, Benny, are going to go back to those phone lines.
We certainly will, and I think we got a couple of callers to tie us up till the end of the show. Let's go off to Burien, Washington. We have Diane standing by. She had a question about her health and just maybe just how it's going. So, Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Diane, what's going on?
I'm in a lot of pain. I'm not sure if it's fibromyalgia. I don't want to claim it. I just want to figure out what to do not to be in so much pain.
Honey, you're kind of going in and out. You want it?
I want not to be in so much pain.
Right. Okay.
All over my body.
Okay. All right. What do you? The first thing I was getting as far as the hydration, make sure you are consistently drinking over 3 liters of water a day. 3 liters, and get a thing out as far as like a measuring thing, as far as making sure that it's liters, and this does not count as far as coffee, tea, soda. This is water, just pure water. Also making sure that you are adding alkalinity to that. That means lemons, that means oranges, anything acid. Get the acidity out of your diet, because it goes into the muscles, it goes into the physical body, and it causes cramping, it causes pain. So have, get rid of as much acid producing foods and beverages that you can have. And most of, a lot of us, we can have an acid diet. A lot of us can. Coffee is acidic, meat is acidic, dairy is acidic, bread is acidic. So there's a lot of acid-forming foods that do not help with any kind of pain process. The pain process is we're going into the anti-inflammatory part. So also go in and eat, like most, follow the blood type diet. As far as I see, that's really good for, will be really good for you. And so get into, are you an O type?
No. My father was.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure if I'm A or B.
Okay. Well, find out what kind you are. And see, but yes, actually, it's interesting because I'm hearing Dad say O type. And so I know I'm an O, so I know that's like all about protein. So he wants to make sure that when you're, and actually, so you're more probably A, so make sure you that you drink, that you eat enough protein or have a balanced kind of protein thing as far as within your amino building blocks. And also the leptin and the sycamine, E-L-C-I-T-H-I-N. Leptin, and
okay,
that would be, and take anywhere. Actually, I'm seeing with your body, starting with 3 tablespoons, or the, you could get it. I have it in granules, but you could put it in a cereal. Mm-hmm. You could. It doesn't really taste anything. And actually, there's soy one, and there's also one with egg. I'm seeing the one with egg would be good for you. That's why the dad's emphasizing egg versus soy, because I'm seeing that. Do you know if you have an allergy reaction to soy?
I don't know. I never
actually,
really
get off for it. I would say absolutely. My throat just closed. And so think I would also go to a food person, because a lot of the fibromyalgia, times they find out that there's a lot of allergens to food, and we could be eating soy and think it's the most wonderful thing for us, and it's that our body could be reacting in the anti-inflammatory process. So there's so go to a kinesiologist, go to somebody that can muscle test you as far as different products, and also you could do it part of yourself as far as holding holding the product up to your stomach, get into a space as far as like centeredness, and see if your body tilts forward or backwards. If your head gets too much in the way, because let's say you love ice cream and you don't want to have to give it up or whatever, then write it out on a piece of paper. Write a ton of fruits, vegetables, like bananas and meats and dairies and soy and bread, and then have it all like in a grab bag of all those words in little slits of paper, and then you grab the piece of paper and you put it up to your stomach, so you have no idea if it says lighter fluid on it. Like throw in some of those and just ask your body, does my body need this? Do I need this right now, or should I kind of, you know, hang off of it? And your body will tilt forward or backwards. It works. Our body's constantly talking to us, and it doesn't. It reads through the paper, because everything is energy. So really, I'm getting seeing a huge turning point for you from right now, the A's, the April through August, Diane, when it goes into really cleaning out the physical body as far as detox, liver detox, making sure you take some sort of lemon, milk thistle. Talk to people in health food stores. They are very, very helpful as far as that. And also a very good friend of mine, David, who I do a lot of other radio shows with, he has my fibromyalgia, and he also works at a health food store. So listen to see where else where I am and call in and talk to David, because I know he. I just see a list of things that I won't be able to say in a short reading. But he has a lot of things, helpful things. But I'm getting milk thistle with you, and as far as lecithin, the water, and also as far as the type, find out what type you are. And also, Dad wants to remember the egg, as far as with the lecithin, egg-based versus soy-based, to get into as far as nutritionist, kinesiologist, to see who what you're allergic to. And also any kind of make sure you're doing. Do you do a daily energy practice as far as bringing in light and clearing your energy field?
I just got the email, and I have it sitting on my table. I haven't started it.
So having that, Diane, where it's a post-it, like where you brush your teeth, and I've had clients that couldn't get out of bed, literally because of MS, because of fibromyalgia, that started an energy practice, and that now they're traveling around the world. And so I cannot emphasize how much, when we're in any kind of dis-ease process, we are, again, out of alignment. We're in a homolateral pattern. It's like a stalled engine. So our body naturally wants to do crisscrosses. It wants to do a DNA process. Think of DNA crisscrosses. When mm-hmm. we are out of that, when any kind of disease process, we're not having enough crisscrossing. So when anybody, if you're in a disease process, even crossing your arms and legs over is helping you start to become more of a stronger container to hold life force, prana, chi, and that prana, chi, life force absolutely helps untangle the pain in the anti-inflammatory process, okay?
Thank you. May I say also thank you. My father just died in January.
Okay,
and
you're welcome.
It was really nice to hear him come through. So thank
okay,
you very
he's
much for that.
He also gone out to a Jim Tim. And he just wanted to make, and he showed me my Uncle Jim. And my Uncle Jim, and I don't know why he wants me to say this. My uncle is very, very handsome, and he was a basketball star when he was younger. Your father's not claiming this is him, but it could be somebody that you are running into that is helpful. And so pay attention to a Jim Tim. Sometimes it's the name.
I work with a James or Jim that's a dietitian.
Okay, there you go. There you go. He's sending me right that way. And so
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have
a
lovely day.
Yeah, thanks, Diane, for calling in. Carrie, do you have time for one more?
Yeah, I think we could do one more.
Okay, let's quickly go off to Janet. She's calling in from Seattle. She's got a new friend in her life. She wants to know if the connection is good. She wants to know where it's going. So, Janet, welcome to the show.
Hello, Carrie. This is Janet. And I have a new client who is becoming a friend. And she has said that God has sent me to her. And that may be. The connection feels good. I believe she sees me as an agent of her healing. Mm-hmm. And I can think that could be possible. I wondered if you would comment on if that is to be and in what way.
Okay. All right. This year in particular, Janet, 209, we're meeting people in our soul group and people that we've had. Actually, it's interesting. If you just kind of met her over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months, that astrologically they said that we are running in with people over from now till July, people that we've had real strong past lives with that we can feel. And so when we have that, we can feel an instant connection. Like we know this person, we feel really connected to this person, and that God sent them. And so think of the agent of healing. When you're in the same, again, soul group, and that we're doing these physical connections with other people, that we hold an energy. Think of it as codes or light codes in our energy field. And so it's the unspoken language that we can, some people can say, think as God source putting our us together. I read it a little bit differently, but it's all the same thing. It's all about God and source and creator. So it's actually it's not different. So think of it as you guys meeting together as, yes, if she believes, especially believing that you're, and this is not, she's not her head believing, I'm seeing her heart open, that she's opened up her heart, that she doesn't let everyone get in that much deep into her heart, and she's a little bit protected there, and so she is going there with an open heart, and so that's the biggest thing when it comes to any kind of healing, and you guys cellularly remind each other, of different times of healing, and that you could have even been in a past life is what I see you walk in as this priestess energy, and that you worked with her, or she was your little sister, and that she was like your apprentice or something along those lines, and that she was could have been born with a deformity, because I'm seeing her right arm looking like it was born with a deformity. And so that's a part of having admiration, having a connection, and again, her part of her heart being open will allow her to be in that state of receptiveness, of healing, of taking in that energy. And so absolutely is what I'm seeing with that, as far as I would just want to make sure that it's in balance, because sometimes when we run into these kind of people, it's like we feel like, oh my God, I've been in a parched desert, and that I feel like I can't get enough of the energy. It's like I can't get drinking enough. And so just making sure that you maintain a balance. These relationships actually are very wonderful. There's like reminding us both of like God essence, God source. And so and even if working through her is the thing, is the place that brings you back to that part. So it's a win-win on either side. So that's the part of making sure And if one person, like, kind of energetically, what I see is puts the other one more on a pedestal, or I'm seeing like a seesaw where they put them higher, that you're here to, like, bring her in balance as far as where she doesn't want to, in any part of life, put anybody higher. We all come in here with gifts. We're all part of that source creator energy. We can forget that at times, and it doesn't mean that people don't have special, you know, we all have our special, again, dharma, and reminding her that she has her own, too, and because when we put somebody higher, then we turn down our own light. This is all about us, our open our light. And that could be even one of the major reasons that you're there into her life, as far as having her open up her, radiating her core energy. So absolutely go for it. And I see that it open. I see you standing and turning around and supporting each other's back and further going out. And when I see like Johnny Appleseed, that means further teaching and helping other people. So absolutely go with it.
All right. Just an aside. She tells me she's a witch and of a long heritage of witches. And, you know, I sense that she's for the good. And I am a metaphysician, and that works for me, having a community. It seems that she doesn't have a community and perhaps is missing it.
Right. That's why I see that going back, back and forth. So if she's a solo, I mean, you're back to her back. That means supporting back to back, and then also looking at each other and then supporting back to back. So yes, absolutely. If she, she's the like a solo practicing pagan individual. Some people, there's a lot of groups that are not, you know, some people choose just to be solo practicing. And so if that's her, that's her journey, and she's looking for community, what I see is that we've all done everything in the past, that we've gotten into paganism, we've done witchcraft, we've done healing, we've done many, many different things. And so we all have that in our energy field. What we what resonates with us in this incarnation is our preference. And so think of there's gifts to be given to, like, both of you is what I'm seeing. And again, there's go with it, go for it, because that's all about our unity and bridging each other. So that's a wonderful thing, okay? All right, so we got to go. So I will see you next week. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and I want to thank our last caller. I know we kind of cut you off short there. And may you align with the divine.